Samuel with Eli, chapter 58. In the previous chapter, we told you how the Lord answered the prayer of Hannah and granted her a son, Samuel. She loved her child with all her heart. The little Samuel grew. As he became older, he learned to talk and walk. His mother told him things very simply, so that Samuel could understand. The time came for her to bring her child to Shiloh. When Elkanah again visited the tabernacle, Hannah went with him. We do not know exactly how old Samuel was when he was brought there by his mother. The Bible only records that he was very young. See them locking the door of their home when leaving for Shiloh. But Hannah, do you know what you are doing? Must you bring that little youngster to the tabernacle? Don't you know that Hophni and Phinehas, the two priests, are so wicked? Are you not afraid that Samuel too will become very wicked? Do you dare risk that? Yes, Hannah knows very well what she is doing. She does not take her child to Hophni and Phinehas. Far from that, she is taking her child to the Lord. She gives Samuel into the hands of the Lord with the firm confidence that he will take care of him. They arrive in Shiloh and go to Eli the high priest. My lord, Hannah asks him, do you remember that some time ago a woman came here to pray, and you thought that she was drunken? Yes, Eli still remembers the incident. He will never forget it. Hannah continues, I am that woman, my lord. At that time I prayed to the Lord for a child. That prayer has been answered. This is my child. At that time, I promised to give that child to the Lord, and that is why I have brought him along. I brought him to the house of the Lord, where he will remain. A few days later, when Elkanah and Hannah return homeward, little Samuel remains at the temple. Then Eli, the aged high priest, takes him and shows him how he can be of help to him. Very soon Eli notices that Samuel is a boy who fears the Lord. This is true, for Samuel has received a new heart from the Lord. He is diligent and obedient. It is no wonder that Eli begins to love Samuel. Sometimes Eli looks at Samuel with a sad expression. There is such a great difference between Samuel and his two boys, Hophni and Phinehas. Those two boys do not serve the Lord. They deceive the people. They take more than their share of the sacrifices. They rob the Israelites. They are talked about throughout the entire land. Every Israelite knows that Hophni and Phinehas are wicked, ungodly priests. Oh, how dare they do that? Are they not afraid that the Lord will punish them? But Eli, do you permit that? Don't you prohibit your boys from doing such wicked deeds? Ah, yes. He does say that they may not do it. He does warn them of their sin, but he is far too lax in his admonishments. Hophni and Phinehas laugh about it and will not listen. Do you know what Eli really should have done? He should have punished his sons more severely. He should have driven them from the tabernacle and not have permitted them to be priests any longer, for he was also a judge, the 13th one. But Eli did not do that. He knew his sons were so wicked. He knew they were to blame for the Israelites beginning to mock with the worship of the Lord. But he did so little about it, far too little. He was really a little afraid of Hophni and Phinehas. He didn't dare punish them severely. That was not good of Eli. Still, he was grieved about it. Daily, the little Samuel walks about with Eli. He is so different from Eli's own sons. Samuel does not take part in all those wicked deeds, for Samuel serves and fears the Lord. He loves the Lord. The few Israelites who still come regularly to Shiloh see this too. They soon notice that Samuel is a God-fearing boy. The people also begin to think much of Samuel. When the time approaches for one of the great feasts, Samuel anxiously looks for his beloved mother. He knows that she will come if she is not sick. He is so happy when he sees her coming in the distance. He hurries to meet her. Every year his mother brings him a present. He receives a linen ephod. We would say a new suit. Even though Samuel is not living with his mother, she does not forget her child. How can she forget her child? She prays so often for him, asking daily that the Lord will keep him from sinning while in Shiloh. The few days that they are together pass by quickly. Later, the Lord gave Hannah more children. She received 3 boys and 2 girls. One time a stranger came to visit Eli. Samuel does not know this man. This stranger has a message for Eli, a message from the Lord, the God of Israel. This stranger is a prophet. Eli doesn't receive a nice message. The man of God says seriously, "The Lord will punish both you and your sons. Hophni and Phinehas will be punished because they are so wicked, and you will experience all this misery because you did not admonish them severely enough. Hophni and Phinehas will die, both in one day, and your entire family will be wiped out." Isn't that a dreadful punishment? Yes, that is true. But Hophni and Phinehas deserve that punishment. The Lord does not permit himself to be mocked without punishing it. Oh, boys and girls, you need not expect the Lord to look at sins through the fingers. No, he will surely punish sin severely and heavily. The Lord is righteous. It is quiet and peaceful in the tabernacle. In a room built against the side of the tabernacle stands a bed upon which Eli lies. He is very old, more than 90 years. Because of his great age, he is almost blind. He is now ready to go to sleep, for it is night. Samuel lies in another small room close by. He also must go to sleep. But before he goes to bed, he asks Eli if he has need of anything, if he can still do something for him. Now Samuel lies upon his bed, but he cannot sleep. Suddenly he frightens, for he hears a voice in the silence of the night. "Samuel, Samuel," he hears calling. Immediately Samuel jumps from his bed and goes to Eli. He thinks Eli is calling him. "Here am I," he says kindly. You called me. What do you wish? A look of bewilderment covers the face of the old high priest. Why, no, he answers. You are mistaken. I didn't call you. Return and go to sleep again. Samuel goes away and lays down again. My, he thinks, how is it that I have made such a mistake? A little later, he again hears the voice calling, Samuel, Samuel. He goes to Eli the second time and says, Here am I, for thou didst call me. Eli answers, Why, no, my boy, what makes you think so? I really didn't call you. And go quickly to bed. Samuel doesn't understand it at all. He heard his name very plainly, and Eli doesn't know anything about it. How is that possible? However, as soon as he lies down, the voice again resounds, Samuel, Samuel. Now I know for sure, are Samuel's thoughts, and he hastens to Eli the third time. Here I am. What is it? And for thou didst call me. But Eli shakes his gray head. He says, No, Samuel, I didn't call you, but now I understand what it is. The Lord called you. Go to bed, and when you hear again this call, you must say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Samuel returns. Up to this time, Samuel did not know the voice of the Lord, for this had never happened to him before. Listen, the voice calls again, Samuel, Samuel. Now Samuel says what Eli told him. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Eli is right. It is the Lord who called him. In this night, the Lord made known to Samuel that he would punish the sins of Eli's family. The Lord says, Eli knows all that goes on, but when his sons made themselves vile, he did not even look angry at them. He permitted it. Everything spoken a short time ago by the man of God, the prophet, shall happen. Not only Eli, but also the people of Israel shall be punished for their sins of idolatry. The punishment will be so severe that everyone who hears it will be amazed. Such a terrible message, isn't it? With this news, it is impossible for Samuel to sleep anymore. He fears facing Eli on the following morning. Oh, what must he do? He feels so sorry for Eli. He doesn't dare tell him, and he is afraid that Eli will ask him about it. The following morning, when dawn comes, Samuel arises. With a troubled heart, he begins his work. He opens the doors of the tabernacle, but he doesn't go to Eli, for he is afraid. However, Eli knows that the Lord has spoken to Samuel during the night, but he doesn't know about what. He wants to know what the Lord had said. Therefore, he calls Samuel. Yes, Samuel must go now. Silently he stands before Eli. What Samuel was afraid of occurs. Eli asks Samuel to tell him what the Lord had said during that night. And be sure, he says, that you tell me everything, do you hear? It is quiet for a moment. Samuel hesitates, but he must say it. Eli demands it of him. With trembling voice, the young Samuel relates everything. He hides nothing. He doesn't lie, but speaks the truth, the full truth. When he is finished, he quickly casts a glance at Eli. What will the old man say about it? Will he be angry? What went on in the soul of Eli? Yes, it is true what the Lord had said. His sons are wicked, and he treated them far too leniently. He always left them have their way. No, Eli does not get angry. Tremblingly, he bowed his head and said softly, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good." It is as though Eli says, "The Lord is righteous. I deserve it. My sons have asked for punishment. They have done accordingly. It is justly deserved." His lips tremble. He turns pale, but he does not murmur, for Eli acknowledges that it is righteous. Samuel again goes to his work. He is glad that this difficult moment is past. Still, his heart quivers with sympathy for the old Eli. Anger surges in him against Hophni and Phinehas, who have given their fathers so much sorrow. The Lord spoke to Samuel more than this one time. We read that the Lord appeared again to Samuel, but this time we do not know what was spoken. O boys and girls, may you become jealous of Samuel. He was very young when he feared and served the Lord, even though he lived in a very dangerous place. Daily, he saw the wickedness of the two priests, Hophni and Phinehas. You also live in the midst of sin. Today, everything is permitted. Do you also join in committing all sorts of evils? Do you think that you can keep yourself from sinning? No. Plead with the Lord to keep you from sin, to convert you. Then, and then only, you will hate sin as Samuel did.